What's going on? This is Jeff from Lazarus AD, and you're banging your head with Dave Softy here on the Metal Meltdown.
Hey there, Metal Maniacs. Please welcome from Lazarus AD, vocalist and bassist, Jeff Pollock to the Metal Meltdown. Hey, Jeff, I want to thank you, really, really thank you for taking the time to be here today. I know you haven't been feeling too well, and was supposed to see you on Wednesday at Karma, but it wasn't meant to be. And actually, it might have been destiny for you not to be there, because the place was an uproar with snow and ice. There was no way that show could have gone on.
Yeah, man, I mean, it kind of lucked out for us. I was really sick at the time. I'm getting better now. But just with the how much money it costs to get onto the island, we just had to cancel. And then we found out the next day that it was canceled anyway. So I guess it was a blessing in disguise, if you will. And I'm sure we'll get back to the island soon enough and rock out for everybody in the New York area.
Yeah, I would have loved to see you live. I actually saw you last year at what was called the Nokia Theater. It's now called Best Buy. You were one of the bands that opened for Creator, and you guys were great. And I would have loved to have seen you again, but I'm sure there'll be future times I'll get to see you, and we'll get to do this face-to-face and spread more word on Lazarus AD. That being said, I'm just really thankful that you are taking the time as you're driving with your headset on. You're actually driving your tour bus cross-country right now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're driving our rig. We had a gig in, Providence, Rhode Island last night. We're heading to Rochester right now, like a 7-hour drive. A little over halfway through it, so I got a grip to go, man, but it's all good. This is life on the road, dude. Get up and you don't sleep, you drive, you play your gig, you get drunk, get up, and you do the same thing over and over, man.
Yeah, the life of a rock star, but bro, this has been a hell of a winter.
Yeah, man, I mean, we're from Wisconsin, and that massive storm that hit actually our hometown in Kenosha, it actually got the most snow out of any city in the U.S. It jumped like 26 inches on us, and we were lucky we weren't home at the time because they're still digging their way out of it. But luckily we were pretty far south when the storm hit, and I mean we just been really lucky. We haven't had too many problems. Our trailer hitch busted, you know, but that wasn't due to snow. That was due to some New York potholes, and our stuff wasn't down as well as it could be. But it's all fixed up now. And yeah, we're just going to keep trucking through, and hopefully the weather gets better soon.
Yeah, you're telling me. I think we've had white out there since Christmas Day. We haven't seen the ground. It's insane. Yeah, people wish for a white Christmas. Be careful what you wish for, right?
Yeah, for sure, brother. Like I said, we're used to the snow, so we're going to keep checking forward.
Yeah, I mean, the snow is one thing, the cold's another. Doesn't make for a happy event, that's for sure. Yeah, this show is actually supposed to be at the Crazy Donkey in Farmingdale. And the same thing, it's funny, the same thing happened for Overkill during the Killfest, where Overkill, Forbidden, and their opening bands were all supposed to play there, but they wound up double booking and ended up at Karma. And I was there for that show, and I got to do some interviews. That place, though, really isn't meant for a metal show. I mean, the ceiling, you could almost touch it with your hand. There's no lighting, and the sound was awful. If it wasn't for Overkill, they had their own sound man come, and if it wasn't for them bringing their own lighting, it would have been a very dark, dismal show. But they did the best they could with what they had to work with. But Karma, really, it was like really a blessing in disguise, maybe, that you didn't go there. So what's going on with your bronchitis? Everything good now with that? Getting better?
Right before I left, we left for tour last Thursday, and my dad was sick at the crib, and he actually gave it to me before I left, and first couple days was all right. I was feeling fine, and then, midway through early this week, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I couldn't even talk, but I still had to go out and play the shows, you know what I mean, and singing is really tough, and I got through it, and it's starting to get better. I'd say I'd probably be about 100% by Monday, Tuesday. So I'm really happy that my voice is okay and everything's going to be fine for the rest of the tour, because we got a lot of touring lined up, and I'd hate for it to not get better, you know?
Yeah, I noticed I noticed on your MySpace, on myspace.com/Lazarus1, I noticed you were playing, it looks like 30 dates in 31 days. I think this is your only day off until maybe February 26th, and then you have maybe a week off or something like that. But yeah, you guys are working it hard. And in this weather, no doubt you get sick from this weather.
Yeah, for sure. And especially when you're touring, you're not getting enough rest, and you're just going from gig to gig. It's really hard to nurse yourself back to health quickly. So you just got to you know, you kind of got to lay off the alcohol a little bit, get as much sleep as possible, and really take care of yourself and really eat healthy. I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's really, really, once you get sick on the road, it's hard to bounce back.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
I'm just grateful. I got some antibiotics in me, and it seems to be working, so I'm pretty stoked to be back to 100%.
Excellent. Sounds good. Now, are you on tour with Death Angel for the entire tour, or how's that working out?
In the U.S., yeah, we're touring with them for this whole U.S. run. And then immediately after that, we're heading to Europe with the support band Bonded by Blood. We're going to do a little co-headlining small club tour in Europe. We've never been there before. Those guys have been there a couple times. So it should be a good time. We've had a really high demand in Europe for our entire, you know, career that we've had so far. So it's going to be a great opportunity for us to get our foot in the door and, you know, really play some, hopefully some dive bars with a lot of people in them, you know. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, you're working it hard. You deserve to have good support. Have you had to cancel any other shows because of this weather and because of that bronchitis that you had?
No, that was the only one we had to cancel. Like I said, we actually canceled the New York show, which was canceled anyway. And we started heading toward Nashua, New Hampshire. And actually, that's when our trailer hitch busted.
Oh, shit.
So we were kind of delayed. We spent the entire next day trying to get it fixed, couldn't get it fixed. We actually left our trailer in a Starbucks parking lot. The people there were kind enough to let it hang out there. It was in a public spot, so nobody would screw with it. And we actually had to load our gear into our bus where we, you know, where all our bunks and stuff is. We folded them all up, put all our gear into that, got to the show in Nashua. The next, went back to where we were staying. We're actually staying at a jam spot. Derek Criswell, he used to play under, you know, he used to play in Seamless. He's got some new projects going on, but he's a really good friend of ours, and he let us crash at a jam spot. So we're really grateful to have that. And we got our trailer fixed the next day, and we were good to go. Played the show last night in, I don't even know, Providence, yeah. And that was a good show. So here we are heading to Rochester, and this is a machine that can't be stopped, man. Anyway, we're gonna make it happen.
Tell us, what shows you got coming up?
Yeah, well, the 7th is Monday, I think, so I think that's right. Tomorrow's the 6th, so that should be Toronto, which is the Super Bowl, and we're from Wisconsin. So our Green Bay Packers are in it, and we're kind of bitter that we're not in America for it. And our set is like right before the Super Bowl starts, so we're kind of gonna try to hightail it out of there so we can get to a bar and watch it. Because I guarantee you, I'll play Toronto 67 times before the Packers go back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're taking the Cheeseheads, right? The Packers are gonna win, right?
They're gonna win it all, man. We're too strong, you know. The Steelers got the experience, and they're a great team, and I think they're probably the best team in the NFL. But I'm just, I know Green Bay's favorite, but I really think that our team's gonna show up in a dome. Our passing attack's just gonna be too good. Our defense can hold their own with theirs, and I think we're gonna get to them, and I think we're gonna make it happen.
I just hope it's a really good game, you know. I hope it's a high-scoring game. They have very good defenses on both sides, but I just hope it's a good game, you know.
For sure.
Yeah. So let's get back to the album. You just released this album. The official release date was on Tuesday, correct?
Correct, yeah. February 1st came out on Metal Blade. You know, it's a great record, and we're really proud of it. We're going through a lot of hard times while we're writing it, and, you know, a sophomore record, it was much different than the first one in terms of the timing we had to write it, and it's just a total evolution of what the band is going to become, and we're really stoked on it. We think it's a great record, and so far the response has been overwhelming. All the reviews have been really top-notch. You know, I mean, it's some haters, you know, of the thrash vein that wants to be faster and more aggressive or whatever, but, you know, I'm not too worried about that. I really think it's a step forward in our career.
Well, I have to tell you, Black River Flows is an awesome album. It's going to be one of my favorites of 2011 already. I'm playing what I'm hearing, and I'm loving what I'm hearing. It's a great thrash release, and you guys should be proud of yourselves. It basically is picking up where the Onslaught has left off, and it sounds great to me, my friend.
Right on, man. I appreciate that. Like I said, we're just going to keep chucking forward. We really want to be a force to be reckoned with in this metal community. And, you know, it's a long way to the top, you know. I mean, that goes without saying. And we're just hoping for the next step for us.
Yeah. Let's crank up some more music from Black River Flows. And then let's come back and talk more about this release, all right?
Right on, man. Right on.
All right, Metal Maniacs, crank up some more Lazarus AD. Welcome back, Metal Maniacs. Welcome back, Jeff. So let's talk more about Black River Flows. This sound is really amazing, and I guess you'd have to give credit to James Murphy once again for putting together a great sound, a great mix.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, James is he's a one-of-a-kind guy. I mean, he spends more time and devotes more, you know, attention to detail than any person I've ever met. And I think that's why his mixes sound so good. I love all his other mixes he does, but for some reason, anytime he touches our stuff, it brings out the best in them, you know what I mean? And I think this record sounds way better than the last one he did of ours, which is saying a ton, because the last one sounded great. And
true.
The guy just gets it, you know? I mean, the drum tone, everything about it, he does all natural stuff, you know? He doesn't use samples or anything. The guitar tone that you're hearing on there is all, you know, that's all our guitar tone. He's a really good, really, really, really good engineer. And he's just been doing it for years, and he's really coming into his own. I think he's one of the best in the business, you know, right up there with, you know, Colin Richardson or Andy Sneap or any of them, you know.
Yeah.
And we love working with him. He's a great guy to work with. He's really on top of his game. And I'm sure we're going to be working with him in the future.
Excellent. Yeah, he's a very well-respected man in the metal world. How did you guys hook up with him? How did that all come about?
Well, when we first recorded our first CD, back in 07, when we released it on our own, same producer that we did with the new one, he actually had the connection to James Murphy, and we had him actually master it originally. It was just, you know, we kind of wanted his name on there. It was going to be quality mastering. So that's how we got hooked up with him. It was a brief conversation that we had with him. It was good to have him on the project. Then when we got signed and it came time to re-release it, the label was looking at some people to mix, and, you know, he had suggested, let's try James, let's give him a shot, and he nailed the mix, you know, and it's been a building relationship ever since. Obviously, when it came time to the second record, we used the exact same formula. We went with the same producer, same studio, this time, instead of having him remix it, he was just mixing it right out of the gate. We worked a lot more with him while we were recording to make sure everything was prepped perfectly, and that's why the record sounded better. And, you know, we've gotten better tones in our guitars, our vocals have improved. You know, we're growing as musicians and as a band, and, you know, he's growing as an engineer, and it all came together to make this what is, I think, an amazing sounding metal record.
Surely is. Now, let me ask you, before the break, you had mentioned about how this release, the Black Rivers Flow, how it was, did you say it was difficult recording or difficult, or it was a hard time for you guys? Does that come out in the music, the tunes on this album? Is it a personal music? Is it personal songs?
I mean, well, I think every song you write is personal, whether it's directly, you know, reflecting something that you've gone through in the lyrics-wise or anything like that. But, I mean, it's just, we went through some really, you know, we really went through some hard times. We lost very close people to us and our families, and we were losing them to health issues while we were writing the record. I mean, where we jam is, where Dan lives, and that's where his family is, and his dad passed away while we were writing his record. You know, basically saw a man wither away to nothing, and it was really, really hard. He's been our number one supporter since day one. He was like the father of the band, if you will. And it was just really, really hard to get up every day and try and draw inspiration from something like that. And somehow we came out with some of the heaviest riffs we've ever written, pieced together some of the best material I think we've ever had, and it feels truly amazing to have it now. Looking back on it, it was a blur to us, you know. I don't really know where it came from or how we did it, but it definitely was capturing moments, and I think we hit it right on the head for as far as what we were trying to achieve. And we're just really excited to move on and have this record, and we hope it does well in the name of those people that we lost.
Yeah, we send our condolences to you and the band for your loss. I had no idea. Really sorry to hear about that, bro.
Oh, for sure. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Well, that is inspiration, though. I mean, what you take from life and put into the music, that is definitely a base for inspiration. And it comes out in your music. It is a great release, and I'm sure it will sell well. Being that it's just released now, we'll have to spread the word on it. I'll be playing it regularly and telling people where to get it. Where can fans of Lazarus AD get this CD as well as other merchandise by Lazarus AD?
Hey, You can get all our merchandise on our web store. It's thirddegreemerch.com/LazarusAD. They're a great, great merch company. We have some really killer new artwork. CDs, you know, it's hard to tell where they're going to be these days. I mean, so many vendors are pulling their shelves, you know, clearing space for other products. And, I mean, you can always get it online, you know, digitally. You know, you can always steal it like every other Joe Schmo in the world, you know, which I'm not really opposed to. I think music's going to be free in a couple of years anyway. Like I said, the only thing I can say is if you're going to steal my record, come to the show and buy my T-shirt. You know, pay the ticket price to come see me. You know, that's showing your support.
I'm with you a million percent on that. Yep. I always say, you know, if you're going to download the band's music, at least support them, see them live, buy a shirt, buy a DVD,
exactly.
Buy some sort of merchandise, show some sort of support to the band. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly. I mean, that's the only way. I mean, really, that's the only place we see money anyway is from the door sales and our T-shirts anyhow. You know, because the record label takes all the rest. I mean, everybody knows that. But so, you know, whatever way you can get the music, go do it. You know, online, you can literally order it from any online store. FYEs will probably have it. Some Best Buys and Hot Topics might have it. Local record stores, if you still got a couple chilling, they'll probably have it. Other than that, man, just make sure that, you know, go on YouTube, whatever, any way you kind of hear it. You know, but just come to the shows, keep checking back on our website. That's the only way we're going to be able to keep doing it and keep making kick-ass music.
Do you guys have any plans of making any music videos to support this album?
Yeah, we recorded one. We did a CD release show right before we left for the Defacial tour. It was a sold-out show in our hometown, and we had our video guys that do all our other videos come in and actually record the live performance, and we're going to sync it up to one of our songs, and from what I'm being told, it should be done this week. And ready to be released sometime next week. So hopefully we'll have that. It was an amazing, amazing show. Truly probably the best show I've ever played in my hometown. I've been playing in, you know, there for 6-7 years now. And it was just an amazing night. And I really hope that people can see what our you know, family is like back home as far as our community of metalheads, stuff like that goes. And I think it's going to turn out awesome. We're really excited about it.
Excellent, excellent. That's great to hear. Let's talk about the album art. Who created the CD cover for Black Rivers Flow?
Actually, you know, that was that's really hard for us. We're really bad when it comes to art. We're very picky, and we don't know what we want. We just know what we like when we see it. That one was like our third or fourth artist that we had gone through. It was a guy named Clay Cook. He works for Dirty Cheese Design. He's done some of our T-shirts in the past. He does all of our online artwork and stuff like that. He's a really, really awesome dude. And, you know, the actual inside picture with the beach scene, I don't know if you have the record or not, but that middle spread actually was the cover. It was very bright and very vibrant, and I liked it a lot more. I thought it told a lot more of a story. It was just basically a great American family, and it was covered in oil. You know what I mean? They were just sitting on the beach, looked like they're having a great time, but they were completely covered in oil. There was dead fish everywhere and stuff like that. And that was supposed to be the original cover art, but the label didn't really think that it was metal enough, and it was gonna distract, you know, from the metal community. It didn't look, you know, heavy enough or whatever. So we just went kind of with the Black Album approach. You know, it's just supposed to be a black, you know, a black river, basically, and that's the entire album is just some black water, which is basically supposed to be representing the title track, which is all about the BP oil spill, how it has affected our nation, and how we're kind of, it has an underlying meaning of the networks of rivers that run through any nation. It's basically, you know, you're the veins of a body. You know, if you start poisoning your rivers, you know, it's going to spread to all the land. You know what I mean? And that can be applied with anything, you know, ignorance and corruption and anything like that. And that's pretty much what the overall setting of the album is about. It's just how we're kind of turning our backs to some very important things that are going on in our world, especially here in America. And it's just, it's quite pathetic to us how a lot of things are being handled right now. And, you know, that was kind of a cool concept.
Yeah.
We wanted to run with, and that's what came out.
Absolutely. It is a very dark album for very dark times. And I'm loving what I'm hearing. Good stuff. And I'm sure future releases will sound just as awesome, if not even more awesome. You guys have a good sound. You're doing the right thing. And you've been together, what, since 2005 or 2007?
Yeah, we've been in the band. This band has been together since 2005.
Right.
basically the same band, minus Al, our other guitar player. We were in a band together for 3 years prior to that. And then me and Dan were in a band together 2 years prior to that. So, I mean, we've been jamming for a really, really long time, and I think that's why a lot of people think, you know, that when they come to see us live, we are so tight, because, we're, you know, we're brothers, man. We've been doing this for a very long time, even though we're very young. We got a very early start. We were very lucky to have some talented people like Dan and Ryan early on, and we're just growing, and we're, like I said, we're looking to become a force to be reckoned with, and I think we have the tools and the know-how to get us there. It, like I said, it's a really hard road to the top, and we're going to keep persevering and just hope for the best and keep, you know, continue to write great music, because that's ultimately what's going to get you there.
Definitely, keep doing what you're doing. I do want to tell the fans out there, if you are in an area where Lazarus AD will be playing, you must see this band. I was lucky enough to see them last year in New York City, and it was my first time seeing the band, and I was very impressed. They were very serious about what they were doing on stage, and the music was really amazing. If you're into thrash metal, which I know a lot of you are, you need to check out Lazarus AD live in a neighborhood near you, wherever they're playing. They're very busy, and they're touring nationwide, so you must see them if you're in the area. Check them out. You will not be disappointed. I just tell the people that.
Right on.
Yeah. So is there anything that you'd like to tell your fans that are tuning in at this time? Anything that you'd like to say to them?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I'm sorry we couldn't make it out to the New York area. It's really hard. And I know that New York kind of gets slammed a lot, you know, as far as like who comes and who doesn't. It's just so many people have to understand that it is so hard to get onto the island. And there's so many tolls, so many expenses. Half the time, you actually lose money coming there. But there is such a great fan base in New York. We just wish we could get to it more often for, you know, and have some of the costs cut down. I mean, last time we were there at that Nokia Theater, I paid $150 to park our bus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And our guarantee wasn't, you know, our guarantee didn't even cover that.
You know what I mean?
So we definitely lost money on that show. But at the same time, we gained a lot of fans, you know, which is what it's about. You know, it's an investment. And we love New York. We love the way that they've treated us every time we've come. And we're just really looking forward to get back and play in the city, because it was a great night for us. And I'm sure every time we come, it's going to be a great time.
The only thing is, you need Mother Nature to cooperate, because if the weather was decent and you were feeling better, it would have went on. And unfortunately, Mother Nature's been really cruel this year, so we have her to blame. So no worries, bro.
Yeah.
Long Island's not easy, man. The support that people get, you got to be, you know, you got to have everything working your way. I mean, it has to be a sunny, beautiful day for people to get out there to go to a show in the wintertime. I'm telling you.
Yeah, for sure, man. I get you there. But yeah. Like I said, we're going to be touring all year, so I'm sure we're going to be back. And we'll be able to rock your face off.
Well, Jeff, I want to thank you again for taking the time to be here with me to do this today. I know that you're really busy and you're recovering from the bronchitis, and you're actually driving now with your headset on, getting to the next place that you're going to be touring. So I just want to thank you again for taking the time to be here so that we could spread the word on Black Rivers Flow and your tour. But I want to leave the door open for another opportunity to get this done, either face-to-face or on Skype somehow, that we could get the best sound and spread more word at a future date. If it's not next year, whenever it is, I just want to leave the door open for you to come back on the Metal Meltdown so we could do more for you and the band.
Absolutely, man. You know, we're always down for doing some interviews and spreading the word. That's the name of the game. And, you know, we're very humble people, and, you know, we like to have a good time. So hopefully the opportunity presents itself in the near future, and we'll see you then.
I want to wish you and the rest of the band a really successful and a really safe 2011. Drive carefully, bro, because with this weather, we don't want to hear anything, you know, I don't even want to say. Just drive safely, do what you got to do, and enjoy yourselves out there, and keep doing what you're doing. We're going to support you here. We'll be playing your music, of course, and spreading the word. So just have a really great one and make it a real success.
For sure, man. I appreciate that. That means a lot. And like I said, hopefully we'll see you guys soon.
I'm looking forward to it. Till next time,
oh, yeah.
Keep rocking, bro. Crank up some more.
All right.
Lazarus.